We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. As we continue on here, we do have a phone call, so let's get to that real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
I was wanting your input on how we deal with the virus conditions on communicating with the young future of America. I realize that the human animal is a pack animal, but they're carrying the ultimate communications device in their pocket. How we can help share the concerns from the sporting industry, for instance, of the getting together inappropriately, whether it's a cake party or a other weekend endeavors, that we don't want to lose their companionship in the family, or would we be better off just to hold our breath and let it thin the herd out? Thank you.
All right. You get all that, Dr. Schaefer?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So thanks for the question. One of the things I would say here is that I think you're right, right? The idea that we do have capacity to share information in ways that were kind of unfathomable years or even decades ago. I think one of the big things that needs to happen, it seems to me, and I think some of this is occurring, we're seeing it in the Raleigh County Health Department, for example, and many others, are doing regular kind of briefing sessions, which is really helpful that people can stay apprised of and up to date of the newest information. I know, and KMAN has been doing a great job of covering this and just disseminating that through social media and on their own website. The pointed kind of question about younger people is that this is where truly the fact that this is novel, right? So this is a new virus that we don't know a lot about, although it might be similar to some other things, requires us to do some updating. And the work that I do around kind of deliberation is built around this idea that we need to be having conversations that are informed and based on factual information, but also acknowledging that some of that is fluid and changes over time. So as we have learned more about COVID-19, and its impacts and kind of the implications of it, especially on demographics, right? When this was first kind of emerging in recent months, it was seen as, and as you see, the death toll, right, has been hugely detrimental to those with underlying health issues, but particularly for older individuals. But what we're seeing now is the numbers are, and it's been the case here in Raleigh County, it's a very high percentage who are young. I forget what the age brackets are, but it's the 18 to, I forget what the upper age is, 34 maybe, something like that. But it's a huge percentage. And so being able to have that become more apparent, this is where figuring out where people are becomes really helpful. I'm not a kind of strategic communication person, STRATCOM as we refer to it. But this is where it would be really probably helpful in a hyper-local way for Raleigh County to say, what platforms are people using? And maybe it seems strange, but it might be worthwhile to buy some ad space on Instagram and other places that some of this could be available. But in a more general way, this is where it's a real challenge for all of us, especially for young people who are maybe in the university setting where they do want to be very social. They don't have kind of a nuclear family or those dynamics that are going to be kind of their primary social space, but they want to be out, right, on the weekends and other places with one another. But how do we do this? We don't have to be isolated from one another, but we do need to maintain relationships while being responsible. And so that sense of proximity, like physically, like we need to figure out what that means. And how do we maintain some of that? And some of it doesn't align with the ways that we live. Some of the videos from bars and the like have highlighted the real challenges that we have. And so this is where the institutions, the businesses, as well as people, as citizens, needs to have a sense that this isn't just being a detrimental impact on the way that I choose to live, but also that I need to be responsible for others around me, not just those in my immediate vicinity, but in our broader population. And so I am hopeful, and at the same time recognize that this is really challenging, especially as we inch closer to the return of students at K-State, school coming back in some semblance of what it's been, and the broader impacts of that. So this is where education becomes really important, but also being able to have, you know, even back to those community conversations, kind of those underlying frameworks of even that town hall, the capacity for some interaction and understanding why this is important. Because if the 22-year-old is only thinking about the information from a few months ago that said this was going to infect his or her grandmother, for example, well, that's really important to be able to update that and have that now inform the actions that they're taking. That might mean, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to go out on Saturday nights in the same ways that they have. And that's not a forever thing, but it's an important thing, especially right now.
All right. Dr. Shaver, we're about out of time here. I'll let you just have the last word. What do you have coming up here? Looks like you have something come up next week here, huh?
Yeah, so very briefly, I was contacted by an organization called Braver Angels, previously under the name Better Angels. So you could find them online at braverangels.org. But it's a national organization that has a lot of really grassroots energy. There are some chapters in Kansas, for example, that are really committed to these conversations at the local level. But they're launching a new program called the American Forum Series, and I am going to speak about some of my research on Wednesday about the 1930s. That was really this period that was ripe for public discussion through things actually like extension, but also in schools. The forum movement started in Des Moines, Iowa, and other places. That is, in my view, a really important moment in American history for us to look back as the globe was being challenged through World War II and the kind of rise of fascism and the like, that many Americans across the political parties and the ideologies said democracy is critical and important, and that democratic discussion is at the heart of it. And so how do we do that? And so I'm going to be talking about that next Wednesday evening. So it's going to be at 7 o'clock Central, and I imagine we can get some of that information. It'll be available if you go to the ICBD page or social media on Facebook or Twitter. But yeah, it'd be great to have people participate, and there will be some presentation and a little bit of conversation on the back end, some small group discussions, kind of reactions to that. So it's free, and it'd be great to have people participate.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, Dr. Shaver, always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right. Same to you. And stay tuned. We'll have Robin Cole on next. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director joins us on In Focus coming up after this.